Hi, Thomas. Thomas, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing okay. I'm running behind. Things do often get impacted and stacked on themselves towards the end of the day, and boy, today is definitely one of those days. But, you know, of course, we spoke earlier today. I did want to follow up with you and see if this might still be a good time to get everything all set up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I forgot you said you're going to email me, so that's what I was looking over just now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll always be upfront with you. Everything that we talk about, you get in writing. Even the voice verification that we did earlier, you will receive that in writing as well.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. I'm ready to move forward at this time.
Okay, great. It is that fixed flat rate, of course, with the website included being a month-to-month service. Now, as far as that first payment, did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. And does that bill at the 3715 SunTrust Drive in Fort Myers?
No, sir. It's a different billing address.
Okay. What is the billing address of that particular card?
3419 Franklin Street.
Franklin?
Yeah, the city, state, and zip code is the same.
Okay, so it's still Fort Myers, 33916, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4, and they all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It actually don't start with a 4, though.
Start with a 5?
Yeah.
Oh, then it must be a MasterCard. Does it have the orange and red circle, or the yellow and red circle on it? Yep, okay. That is a MasterCard then. So it starts with a 5. Ready for that whenever you are.
5312.
Mm-hmm.
6001.
Okay.
5023.
Yes, sir.
7013.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration 1222.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
626.
So 626626, December or 12 of 2022, the expiration date. The card itself, Mr. Edison, was it 5312-6001? 50-23-70-13.
Yes, sir. And that's for 149, correct?
That is correct. And that is the exact amount. It bills once a month for that amount. Now, I don't have in my notes that we did the voice verification, but I do remember we did that, right? We asked you about, you know, the name of your business, how you want it branded. We talked about property maintenance instead of the pressure washing, right, and things like that. So we did go through that. So, you know, it's a month-to-month service. It bills on the 3rd of the month, beginning with today, at $149 as an exact amount. And, of course, you can stop at any time by letting us know. We do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service that you'd call us at least 3 days before your billing date, because we are closed on the weekend. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system.
Yes, sir.
And it does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All righty, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Thomas, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support at localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over, and we're in the last phone call anyway, and that voice verification, it is provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link by text message as well, and you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you do receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Our automated system should be sending out that email in about a minute. Now, I did want to set up a security question and answer here for you, and that really is for your protection. Anyone who calls and says they're with Local Splash will definitely need to know unprompted both the security question and answer. They will also need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And it's also, if somebody calls us and says they're affiliated with All-in-One Property Maintenance, they would also need to know both the security question and the answer, or at least the answer if we ask them the question before we would even talk to them. But the choices here for you would be your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want to be your security question?
What was the first one?
The city you were born in or your first pet's name?
You could do first pet's name.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Cash. C-A-S-H.
Cash. C-A-S-H?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I have to put it in twice. I'm getting a message from my client interview. Well, the supervisor, not my supervisor, but he's the supervisor in that department. I know that we had discussed trying to get your client interview done in this hour. We're already well into it, and it looks like they had a girl end her afternoon early to take care of her child about 3 hours ago. So they're a little bit backed up, and they're asking if I can reschedule for tomorrow. We are still trying to end our day here at 6 o'clock if we can. Would we be able to reschedule for tomorrow? Looks like first available is 11. Last available would still be the 6 o'clock time. It is definitely wide open for tomorrow.
You can do at 11 tomorrow.
11? Okay. In this case, like I said, it's still a one-hour window. Still going to be scheduled in this case from 11 to 12. The call would get to you in the first half of that hour, get you off the phone certainly about a half hour after that, so certainly before noon. And then you'll receive, at this point, you'll receive a reminder email at 10. So an hour prior to that phone call, our automated system will send you a reminder email. I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite right to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. Again, I sent that out to you before, but we did have to reschedule. C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, it's going to have on here your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, your username really is your phone number. It's the 239-281-6385. So area code's included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It is just the numbers itself. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now? No problem.
Yeah, I received the initial invoice.
Okay. So the initial invoice, of course, says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. You can click on that. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, beginning with the services that we'll provide, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, of course, we're going to optimize the listing on Google. That's pretty much everyone's focus, and it's our focus, too. But we are also going to mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that use Bing, whereas Google is almost 9 out of 10 people. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 directories. The landing page is the website we are including as well. I don't really want to walk you through everything here, Mr. Edison, but if you scroll down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. On the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste Thomas Edison or type it in. If you type it in, just make sure it's case sensitive, so T and E are capitalized, only the space between Thomas and Edison. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But Mr. Edison, once you've got your name in that long box, click the orangish box below it that says confirm signature. Now that does a few things. First, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service to that fixed flat rate, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and we'll also be able to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's definitely an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I was just going to ask you, the password.
Okay, so you are just a step ahead of me here. Our system's just a little bit slow at the end of the day sometimes. Unfortunately, I can drink coffee, but my computer cannot. So the reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsquash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true in this case. So you can actually stop right there. We don't yet have a password. The username, like I said, easy to remember, and it's a good thing because you can't change it. But in the next day or so after we do the client interview, you'll receive by text and email both the username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system once it is active. I think if you're able to put in a username now, it would simply give you an error message that your tracking system's not yet been activated. But once it is, we'll send you the username and that password. You can change the password if you like. We know that some people never do change it. Either way, it's totally fine. It's up to you. In any correspondence to the support@localsquash.com email, that is in fact the catch-all for everything related to the account. You can email anything and everything there. It will get forwarded out to the right department, but please just include either your phone number or your username. That makes it easy for us to access that information. When they do the client interview tomorrow in that 11 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos, PHOTOS, photos@localsquash.com email address so that you can email the photos team directly if you like. Like I said, you can send everything to the support email. Now, Thomas, if I am available when the client interview technician is ready for that call, then I will be on that call as well to introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't know whose calendar it will end up with. It's basically whoever's first available, and it would be sometime between 11 and 11:30 that they let me know that they're ready. I try to keep my phone line open, but I can't always do that. So if I'm not able to be on that call as well, our client interview technician will give you that phone call on their own. And like I said, that call should get to you between 11 and 11:30 with the call ending before the end of that 12 o'clock hour. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm pretty excited. I want to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting a website out there, getting people to call you, and of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. And again, I apologize for not being able to reach out to you just a little bit early. We did have a meeting that I was not expecting today, but you know, that's all par for the course sometimes. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, Mr. Edison. I certainly appreciate your time and your patience and kindness in taking this phone call.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You have a great day too, my guy.
You too. Thank you, Thomas. Take care. Have a great day.
I'll just make me a call tomorrow.
I hope I'm on that call. Yeah, absolutely. We'll call you tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.